Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Hile. Batting fifth. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Stanley. And now, play ball. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy bunts towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Remy moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Remy moves to third. Rice moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ogilvie fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ogilvie. Remy scores. Rice scores. Fisk moves to third. Lynn moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ogilvie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Lynn scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ogilvy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Thomas. Hobson reaches second base with a double. Scott goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hobson moves to third. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hobson scores. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Willie Mueller now pitching. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hobson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wolford, who is chasing the ball. Burleson reaches third base with a triple. Evans scores. Scott goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-3 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Burleson scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount bunts towards short. Burleson misplays the ball. That's an error on Burleson. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive towards the mound. Mueller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Wolford reaches second base with a double. Bando moves to third. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bando scores. Wolford scores. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Brewers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hobson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-3 in the game. Hile hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Brewers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-4 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-3, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-4 in the game. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bando is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wolford hits a line drive towards third. Hobson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hobson. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Moore hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-4 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Moore moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-4, Red Sox. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Money is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.